Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just had Governor Jesse Ventura back on. He happened to be with us last Friday, and then Lord Monckton came on, saying that ClimateGate is an absolute fraud. It's all a scam. He was, a few years ago, on the bandwagon with them. He was fooled. He's now admitted he was fooled. He's very angry. A lot of supporters, well-meaning supporters of this fraud, are now waking up en masse thanks to the work and the research of Lord Christopher Monckton and his incredible ClimateGate caught green-handed report that's up on his excellent investigative site that we'll be giving you the URL for. He's with us graciously for the rest of the hour to report on day one and two of the Global Government Takeover Summit. The UN's calling it the most important summit in history. YouTube says our future is being decided in Copenhagen. They're pushing it. Lord Christopher Monckton, third Viscount of Monckton and Brenchley, has worked at all levels of government, has been a top journalist, has a scientific organization advising governments and corporations, was one of the chief advisors to Margaret Thatcher. The list goes on and on. He really needs no introduction. But Lord Monckton, we got a break in 3 minutes. We'll come back with plenty of time to break this down. But first off, the climate gate blew up even bigger than I thought it would. It is collapsing. You are now there at the center of these crooks trying to declare their global hegemon. Tell us what's happening in Copenhagen.
Well, it's almost as though climate gate hadn't happened, to be honest. The vast majority of the world's mainstream media have still not really said what's in the ClimateGate emails. They may have mentioned it once or twice, as the BBC have, not given it anything like the coverage it deserves, given the magnitude of the draft treaty, which is under consideration here. When I went into the conference yesterday to ask for a copy of the treaty, I went to the UN Documentation Center and said, right, I want the current draft of the negotiating text. And they looked at me as though they were baffled. You know, the librarian there who had stacks of papers behind her in various languages, she just looked as though she'd never heard of it. So I insisted, and it took about 10 minutes, and they consulted each other, and there were three or four of them arguing over it. None of them would produce the document. So I then did a quick interview with a passing TV camera and came back to the attack, and I said, look, I know this treaty exists because this is what the conference is all about. It's discussing a treaty draft. And they said, oh, no, we've got no such thing. And I said, well, you have, and I want it, and I'm not going to be put off. And if I am put off, there will be an international diplomatic incident. And only then did they produce a stack of papers 2 inches thick, 1,000 pages, most of which was just complete irrelevant. But right at the bottom of the stack, when I ploughed my way through it, I found hidden the draft, or the current draft of the treaty. And once again, they are desperately trying to conceal from everybody here the magnitude of what they're attempting to do. They really are aiming to set up a world government. They no longer use the word government in the treaty. I think we've frightened them off that. But all the institutions of this world government and the enormous powers it's going to be given over free markets to tax the American economy to the extent of 2% of GDP, to impose a further tax of 2% on every financial transaction, that could come to a very large percentage of GDP overall, and to close down effectively the economy of the West, transfer your jobs, if you're listening to this, to third world countries. All of that is still in the treaty draft, even after all the negotiated rounds, even after the fuss that we've all made to try to make them rethink, and even after climate change.
Well, this is just devastating information. So this appears to be breaking news because I've been doing searches every hour for the latest draft text, and the media was saying it wasn't released. There was this Danish text dealing with the way the taxes would be implemented. We'll find out if that's the same text you have. That's up on the London Guardian website right now. But this is massive breaking news. They're also reporting taxes on all air travel globally, taxes on all fuel globally, just a complete takeover. But this financial tax, wow.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the fraudulent ClimateGate emails from the head UN-affiliated climate center in East Anglia. We have the fake hockey stick, the lies about the Arctic completely melting, the lies about polar bears and penguins can't swim. I'm seeing billboards all over Copenhagen saying, save the polar bears, they're going to die. Complete fraud. Big billboards of little girls saying, please don't let me drown. The most base, mindless, fraudulent information. Holdren saying 13-foot sea levels when the UN themselves says, 7 to 21 inches, and then that itself based on a fraud. We have Lord Christopher Monckton, because he is a member of the House of Lords, went in and demanded the latest treaty. This is breaking news. It has everything that was in the previous one and worse. You're going to hear this now breaking. We have the Danish text leaked of the architecture of this global government, how private corporate interest, IMF, World Bank, will run the system, not even the UN. So just that's got the third world now reeling, threatening to back out. The Saudis are calling for investigations. So much is happening. I'm going to attempt to go over all of this in the next 51 minutes with Lord Christopher Monckton, again, graciously joining us. So I'm going to try to just sit back, sir, and let you chronicle. You're there at Copenhagen. But also the good news, UN climate chief does say hacked emails are damaging. But as you said, they're like the cat caught with a canary in its mouth, going on about its business like it's no big deal.
They're trying very, very hard to pretend that ClimateGate didn't happen. The people who've come to the conference don't really know that it happened, because most of the mainstream media have still really not said what's in these emails. And what is happening is that the mainstream media have done themselves terrible damage by signing up to this climate nonsense, and then by surlily refusing to admit that ClimateGate was happening, admit how serious it was, and simply inform their readers of what was actually in these emails. Admissions that while they're telling us, as the Met Office did just today, that today is the warmest decade since records began 150 years ago, privately what they're saying in the emails, the ClimateGate emails, is, hey, look, we've got a temperature which in fact has been falling, and we can't explain why, and it's a travesty that we can't explain why. So they're saying one thing to us publicly to maintain the scare, making them rich, and that's what's called fraud. It's criminal fraud. And on the other hand, they're saying privately, oh dear, we can't account for the fact there's been no warming for the last 15 years. I mean, that is, it's very serious, this disconnect between what they're saying among themselves privately and what they're admitting to us publicly.
Absolutely. Talking about criminal investigations, Lord Monckton, we have Senator Inhofe calling for it, the Saudis calling for investigations, and the Saudis have pointed out the United Nations, the progenitor of this fraud, they can't run the investigation.
No, they can't, because the United Nations is thoroughly compromised in all this, because the climate panel that it created via the United Nations Environment Program and the World Health Organization, namely this Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which has produced four major reports on the climate, those four major reports are now all under a cloud, because all the major contributors to those reports, the lead authors, indeed the lead author of the entire science report of 2007, are part of these emails, part of this conspiracy to conceal, manipulate, tamper with, invent, make up, and eventually destroy data when it was requested by third-party scientists who wanted to check whether the various extraordinary claims they were making could possibly be true. It's a very, very serious matter, and there's no way the UN can be allowed to do this. I think this has got to go to district attorneys in the United States, and it's got to go to the police and the Crown Prosecution Service in the United Kingdom. It's already gone to the Information Commissioner because there are plain admissions in emails there over the years that they have been planning to avoid disclosing information to other scientists, which is contrary to the scientific method, as well as contrary to UK freedom of information law. But the final seal on that freedom of information thing is the email in which one of the people concerned wrote to all the others and said, you must destroy all your emails relating to our participation in the fourth assessment report of the United Nations Climate Panel in 2007, because we're being asked for it by another scientist under the Freedom of Information Act, so you must destroy it. That email clearly constitutes a serious criminal offence for which the highest possible level of financial penalty is allowed for by the Freedom of Information Act 2000. And the person who wrote that email, whom I won't name on the air because it's not fair to him, he is now going to face criminal charges, he is, I think, going to be indicted, convicted, and he won't be in prison because we don't imprison people yet for these offences. I think the law's going to have to change in the moment. But he will certainly be subjected, as will his institution, to a very large financial penalty indeed, and quite rightly so.
Well, you're a member of the House of Lords, the upper chamber of your parliament, for those that don't know, Lord Christopher Monckton. Are you saying that the inside information that you're getting from government is that he will be prosecuted?
No, because the government would be most improper if it were to involve itself any way in whether or not to prosecute somebody. That is a function entirely of the Director of Public Prosecutions, who is an official who has to be independent of government. And also, I myself, although a member of the House of Lords, do not have the right to sit or vote. That's taken away.
No, I understand, but I'm saying you're saying you believe he will be charged, or you're
I think it is certain that he'll be charged. I myself, together with Professor Fred Singer, who founded the U.S. Satellite Weather Service many years ago, have written an official complaint to the Information Commissioner asking him to look into this, as has one of the people who had made a Freedom of Information request. Now, the person who made that information request has been answered. We have not yet been answered. And if I don't get an answer in the next few days, and as soon as I get back from this Copenhagen conference, I will be arranging for questions to be put down in the House of Lords about why the Information Commissioner isn't doing his job and replying to his correspondence.
So you're going to demand justice, and you and others have filed formal complaints, and we have them red-handed talking to the government, colluding to keep the public from getting information that should be public. I mean, that certainly is a conspiracy to engage in a cover-up.
It's worse than that. It's also against every rule of science, because the only way science can work is if people who publish results on which the largest tax increase and the largest abandonment of freedom ever conceived is about to be negotiated here at Copenhagen, they have not been sharing their results and their computer programs and their data with other scientists so that those other scientists can check them. All of this has been done behind closed doors so that they could get away with what turns out to be not just an information offense, but also a very serious scientific and financial criminal fraud for which a very long sentence in prison is the appropriate remedy. And what I have had is requests from two immensely senior professors, one in the United States and one in Canada, that I should draft for them complaints to the British police, because they don't know how we do it here. They want me to just do that for them. They will make sure that I've got all the facts correct, and they've both sent me a large amount of information about the facts in their case, because they're named in these emails in the most uncomplimentary way, and it's very clear that a plot to devalue their scientific research by unfair and foul and dishonest means had been engaged in by the conspirators who have been talking to each other in these emails. So I will be going to see the police superintendent in the East Anglia Constabulary, who is heading up the investigation into who the whistleblower is and whether he should be prosecuted. And I can tell you from now, he won't be prosecuted because we have legislation which allows whistleblowers to bring criminal offences to the attention of the public in this way without suffering any penalty themselves. So the whistleblower will not be prosecuted. However, I will be saying to the police officer that there is clear and systematic evidence of deliberate wide-scale fraud right across the meteorological community in NASA, in NOAA, in the University of East Anglia, in Penn State University, in universities and institutions of learning right across the world, where a small coterie of malevolent scientists, and they come across as very nasty people in the way they write about everybody else that disagrees with them. They're very nasty.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The propaganda looks like it's directed at three-year-olds, pictures of children saying, please don't let me drown. Isn't it important to get these charges rolling while Copenhagen's going on? Because that will really blow up in the establishment's face, and that's why they're panicking, because they know they've been engaging in all this crime. Earlier last week, I'm sure you're aware of this, you're always a few steps ahead of us or more, or several leagues ahead of us. It's now coming out that the UN had documents, AP and Fox reported it, where they were recruiting and directing scientists in this fraud and in this artificial consensus from behind the scenes. So we have the United Nations directly in there really the king rat orchestrating this.
Oh, of course, there's been a lot of evidence that one of the people who is very prominently named in the emails, indeed one of the people exchanging the emails, is the person who the UN called in to rewrite the 1995 second major climate assessment report. They do these every 5 years in the UN. Really big reports. So this is the sort of what the bedwetters base their case on. They, well, the UN says this. Now, the UN said in its 1995 report, and this was what the scientists, around 1,000 of them, had signed off on. What they said was, there is no detectable human influence on global temperature. We can't find any. We don't know when we will find one.
When I read his reports, his essays, when I look at his documentation, when I see him speak on television or radio, the way he lays it out is so amazing, because it's such a huge subject. And today he's going right at the fraud, and he was finishing up with the fraud and the criminal investigations and how it's premeditated fraud to establish a collectivist world government controlled by large financial interests that literally are setting themselves up as emperors of the planet. And you were finishing up, sir, but in the time we've got, I then want to get into the fact that you went and demanded and bent the will of these Copenhagen UN bureaucrats to cough up the latest secret version of the treaty with taxes on money, financial transfers. I mean, this is off the charts. Then I want to get your take on the propaganda on the ground there. I want to get your take on what all the scientists are out there talking about, how many people will die and starve to death if even a small of the amount of this is implemented, what the biofuels has already done. I mean, this is so monstrous. Please continue.
Right. Where would you like me to start? Yes, I was just saying that I've had these two eminent professors who've asked me to put a case to the police, and as soon as I get back from this conference, I will be going to see the senior police officer, the police superintendent in the East Anglia Constabulary, investigating this matter. I will be laying their reports for him. I will be asking for a two-hour briefing so that I can brief him on the background to this fraud, because, you know, if you're a police officer and you're not a climatologist, and somebody comes in and says, look, these people are lying and they're making up data, you'd never just believe it. You need to be properly briefed. And I'm hoping they're going to let me brief them on this so that they can understand just how monstrous is the manufacturing of data. Let's just take, for instance, the EPA's decision to try and say that carbon dioxide is an endangerment to to human health under the Clean Air Act.
And it's being announced. It's being announced. To coincide with Copenhagen.
Absolutely. Of course it was announced to coincide with Copenhagen. And this is clear politicking, again, of the worst kind. But the technical document on which that is based contains a graph lifted from a UN document and not checked, which pretends to suggest that the rate at which global warming is happening has been accelerated over the last 150 years, and particularly in recent years, the last 25 years. Now, that graph is based on a well-known scientific fraud, it's a statistical fraud, in fact, called the endpoint fallacy, where you take a stochastic data set, that's one where you have to guess which way it's going to jump next, temperature record, like that, it doesn't follow an ordered curve, it jiggles up and down a lot. And stochastic data sets like that are highly sensitive to precisely the point at which you start and end your trend line. And the UN has used this fact to try to convey an entirely false, entirely bogus, and fraudulent impression, which has been recited over and over again by ignorant politicians, that the rate of warming is itself accelerating, and the EPA, instead of checking independently, as I wrote and told it to do, instead just lifted this material out of the UN's, as we now know, thoroughly tainted document without bothering to check it. And guess who was the lead author of the part of the UN document which produced this bogus graph? It was none other than one of the conspirators of the Climategate scandal. So we can tie all these people together in a series of frauds that now links in the EPA itself. And because the director of the EPA did not respond, she didn't even answer the submissions that I and many others put in, she herself is now going to be indicted for fraud, because she's made herself part of the fraud by being warned that she was relying on documents that were themselves fraudulent, such as this graph, which is plainly fraudulent. And we know she used it because it's in the technical document that she published. And instead of withdrawing that, putting in a supplementary document saying we still believe we're right, but we can't rely on that graph anymore, she has done nothing about it. She has therefore become part of a very serious international scientific and financial fraud, and she will have to go and go to jail.
Amazing. Lord Monckton, is this not, as many researchers and scientists are billing it, the greatest scientific fraud of history? Climategate caught green-handed cold facts about the hot topic of global temperature change after the Climategate scandal. He joins us from Copenhagen, Denmark, in extreme demand there, obviously. We're very fortunate to have him with us here today. And Lord Monckton, again, there's so many subjects to talk about. I want to get into the leaked treaty that you went and demanded and were able to get, the latest leaked information with the Danish text that has the third world figuring out they're being bamboozled and defrauded by this gaggle of scam artists. I also wanted to talk to you about your ideas for the troops out there to not, you know, get orders from headquarters, but to go to the sound of the guns, what we can do globally to expose and fight this fraud now that we're beginning to rout them. What about civil suits? You have all these scientists that were persecuted, that had their papers blocked. You have these scientific journals that were intimidated. That right there is a serious civil matter trying to destroy people's careers. Couldn't civil suits by parties defrauded, or taxpayers around the world being defrauded by this lie? Isn't everyone in the world a plaintiff to sue the United Nations, to sue East Anglia, to sue the EPA, to sue Goddard Climate Center? Your take on that, Lord Monckton?
Right. I think that, of course, anyone has the right to sue, but what you need to do is be very careful to use the proper procedure. And the first thing is that we're dealing here with a criminal rather than a civil matter. These people have committed crimes, serious, imprisonable offences. You would call them felonies rather than misdemeanors. These are crimes for which you can go to prison and should go to prison if you commit them for a very, very long time, particularly in view of the effect that these crimes are already having on poor people around the world who are being killed in large numbers by starvation as a result of policy that Western nations, including the United States, take, in the case of the United States, one-third of its agricultural land out from growing food for people who need it and into growing totally unnecessary biofuels for clunkers that don't. Result, a doubling of world food prices in the last 2 years. Result, starvation.
Attention. The number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy and poisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Take Haiti, where they live on mud pie, made with real mud, costing 3 cents each, pinch of butter, pinch of salt. You take the mud, you mash it all up, lay it out in the sun for 5 or 6 hours, sell it to your neighbor for 3 cents. That's what they're living on, or rather dying on, in Haiti now. I was telling this story last year to a conference of government and opposition representatives in Madrid, and a lady in the front row burst into tears, and I said, I'm sorry to have offended you, but it is a rather terrible thing that's happening. She said, I've just come back from Haiti. Now, because of the doubling of world food prices, they can't even afford the price of a mud pie, and they're dying of starvation all over the place, she said. And she was heartbroken. She said, the reason I'm crying is that you're the first person in the Western world I've ever heard mentioning the plight of the poor. She said, I'm so grateful, I just can't tell you.
Well, sir,
that's how serious this is. These people, by their scientific fraud and the financial fraud, they're profiting enormously. One of the documents from this series of leaked documents
is the complete financial accounts of the climate research unit, how much grants they've had and how vastly the amount of grants have increased since they began peddling this scientific
and course. They're working
they
with oil companies
while people die of starvation in a dozen regions of the world, and there are food riots in those regions too, hardly ever reported in any major Western news medium. It is a scandal of the worst proportion. Our own fellow creatures are being killed by starvation because these people have lied and made up the science and hidden it so that nobody else could check.
Sir,
it doesn't get worse than that.
Going back to the question I forgot to repose at the start of the break, is this the greatest scientific fraud in history, A? And then B, we also now have in the emails where they're meeting with Dutch Royal Shell, with BP, with Siemens, and others saying, oh, they're part of our agenda. This is only part of our takeover. This is so wonderful. Can you speak to this? Is this the biggest fraud, scientific fraud in history, A? And B, the collusion of Fortune 100 companies in this scam?
Right. Let's start with that first question. It follows from my last answer that a fraud on an international scale, which has already killed millions by starvation, is the worst fraud you could ever possibly commit, because our fellow human beings are dying in large numbers because of this fraud. It doesn't get worse than that. And then we come on to your second question. Just remind me of what that was, and I'll deal with it.
The oil companies and other major corporations feverishly
right.
working with the climate scammers.
That's right. This is because they've become so frightened of the united front that the world's governing class has put up, saying we are going to peddle this climate nonsense regardless of whether it's true, that they've decided, I think cravenly, and I've told many of them so, that that they'd better just give in and go along with it and try and make as much money as they can out of it. I think it's disgraceful, and I think their shareholders, there is a case for a civil suit, shareholders of companies who have done deals of this kind with the fraudsters at the UN and among the politicians and among the scientists, they do deserve to be sued by their shareholders for not protecting the best interests of shareholders, as every director of a major corporation is required by law to do. So I think that is indeed a disgrace. But what I'd like to do, if I may, is to turn to what is in this draft treaty
about
the amount of money that they want to take from you.
And sir, let me stop you. Let me stop you briefly. For those that don't know, and I've been searching every hour and checking during the breaks, you are the only person, and you first, several months ago, ferreted out the secret draft. Perhaps you can remind us how you were able to get that. And then
a friend of mine called Willie Sue at the Harvard Smithsonian Institute for Astrophysics, who reads everything, bless him, even that which is produced by the forces of darkness in this matter. And he got onto the UN, a very obscure UN website, the website of the Framework Convention on Climate Change Conference of the Parties. And he found what said it was a note by the Secretariat, but he noticed it was a much too large file just to be a note. So he looked at the file, and it was a two-page note, but attached to it was 186 pages, and that was the first draft of the Treaty
okay.
of Copenhagen.
Okay, let me stop you there, because
the title of the file did not say Treaty of Copenhagen. There was nothing to indicate what this was. And had he not been diligent in reading everything, spotting the size of the file, neither he nor anybody would ever have found it. And they would have been able to say, if we had subsequently said, oh, but we had no idea that what the government signed up to in Copenhagen meant all this, the UN would have smoothly said, oh, but it's been on our website all the time.
Okay.
That's how they play these games.
Okay, now that said, again, recap. This is breaking here on air. You have the latest version. You're going to go over what's in it for everybody right now. This is breaking information right now. Lord Monckton, you have the floor.
Now, what I'm going to do is to give you just that bit of the treaty which talks of part of the financial arrangement. I have never seen a treaty as expensive as this one for the West. It's only the West that's going to pay. All the third world countries have been bought, so they will sign the treaty because they think they're going to get money out of it. But it's going to cost the West a fortune. Here's what it says. Developed country parties, that's what they call countries like the United States, for instance, are going to have to pay a tax of anything up to 2% of gross national product. To give you an idea of how big that is, for instance, that's half the US defense budget. That's how much they are going to confiscate to fund this vast new government that they're setting up. I haven't yet counted how many interlocked new bureaucracies there are to constitute this government, but I think it's around 700. I'm going to try and do a more exact count later. Then they're going to be levied on their greenhouse gas emissions. They're going to auction allowances to emit greenhouse gases. And if you don't buy an allowance to emit greenhouse gases, you won't be allowed to emit them. You could find that your local electricity company has to shut down because it can't afford to buy the right to emit this harmless gas into the atmosphere. There's also going to be a uniform global levy of $2 per ton of CO2 for all fossil fuel emissions. So that is really enormous. There are going to be levies on emissions from international aviation, specifically an international air passenger adaptation levy stroke green levy on every airfare, except on journeys that go in or out of poorer countries, of course. There's going to be a 2% share of the proceeds on various kinds of UN boondoggles towards giving money to third world countries. They're going to tax the money they're going to hand out. There's also going to be a global levy on international monetary transactions. That means every transfer of money across borders will be taxed. They no longer say, as they did in the original draft, what rate that tax was at, but they had in mind 2%. That's on top of the 2% tax of GDP that they're going to charge anyway. There's also going to be, get this, penalties or fines for non-compliance of developed country parties, that's the United States, etc., with their emission reduction and financial resources commitments. That means if you don't cut your economy down to size and cut your carbon emissions, or if you don't pay the vast amounts of money that I've just read out for these various categories, which admittedly some of them are listed as options, but nevertheless, we're looking at very, very serious amounts of money here, then there will be a police force, effectively. This government will have the right, for the first time ever in an international organization, to enforce its will by imposing unlimited financial penalties on any countries whose performance under this treaty they don't like. Now, I could go on and on and on and on, because there's pages and pages of this. There's an adaptation fund, a multilateral adaptation fund, solidarity fund, mitigation fund, multilateral climate technology fund.
A total global government takeover. Global government, sir. Is this total global government?
This is total global government, but on a scale which is simply unimaginable. I mean, the cost of all these extra boards and panels and technology funds and this and that, that's going to come out of general taxpayers' money over and above the various individual financial provisions I've just read out. We're looking at a grab for absolute power and absolute financial control worldwide by the UN and its associated bureaucracies and 700 new bureaucracies. And I'm not talking about 700 new bureaucrats, I'm talking about 700 new bureaucratic bodies. Who says how many hundreds of thousands of staff each of those will have?
Well, briefly,
they need an awful lot of money to pay for all that, and this is how they're going to get it. A series of funds and this and that and the other. I've never seen anything.
And global authorities over travel, tracking where everybody goes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN. GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Expanding on that, now we have the Danish leaked memo that they've been passing around, and I have that draft here, and it talks about, this is even upsetting some of the UN bureaucrats in the third world countries, that the power will be held by the IMF, the World Bank, and other quasi-private organizations. So we have a private corporate structure directly looting the population. Why is this horrifying the third world toadies that have since been taken over by the IMF and World Bank?
They want the UN to run everything because the UN, they now see as simply a sort of socialist cash-generating machine, a cash cow for third world countries. The UN no longer serves any purpose except first its own enrichment and then a little bit of trickle-down after it's spent all that it wants on its own vast bureaucracies. And you know, there are 200 of those already, at least 200, represented here at this conference. Unbelievable alphabet soup of acronyms for these different, you know, UNEPs and WMOs and WFS and this and that, hundreds of them. And all of that being paid for almost entirely by the taxpayers of the West and occasionally letting some money trickle down to third world countries whose leaders, therefore, want to get this money for their own Swiss bank accounts. And they look to the UN as simply another source of cash. And so they're trying to buy, the UN is trying to buy these third world countries by saying, well, we're going to really make the developed countries pay. And the reason the third world countries are now so annoyed with the Danish draft, which was simply intended to try and facilitate agreement, but it got out into the Guardian before it had done its job, and therefore the Guardian has rather blown the negotiations out into the open. The reason why the third world countries are annoyed about this is because it isn't their friend, the UN, that will be running things. It's the much stiffer, much more businesslike World Bank and IMF. Now, of course, the trouble is that from the point of view of Western countries, whether it's the UN or the World Bank and the IMF that's running this world government, one astonishing characteristic, and I've looked right through this treaty and I can confirm this, it's just the same as the previous draft, the word election, democracy, ballot, vote, does not appear anywhere. The one thing that's quite clear is that these enormous powers of taxation and interference, enormous powers of levying this and taxing that and funding the other, are all going to be without any representation at all. Now, the old principle, as you know well, on which the US Constitution is founded, is that there should be no taxation of any citizen unless the body taxing that citizen represents that citizen by being elected by him. No taxation without representation is called. But this world climate body, this world government, is not going to be elected by anyone. It's going to be a self-appointed, self-perpetuating bureaucracy, just like the EU commissars who now run the European Union and make 90% of our laws. We have a parliament, of course. It's more or less completely redundant. We might as well let it go into the Thames. That they're now trying to use that model and have it on an international scale with no election, no ballot, no vote, no right to call these people to account, no right to question them, no right to remove them, no right to replace them.
So when the United Nations says this is the greatest moment for world government, this is the year of the establishment of global governance, as the head of the EU and as Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN Secretary General, has said, they really mean it. And so we now stand here at the precipice. You are there in Copenhagen. Here's the big question. What do you predict is going to happen? And if we lose this and they do get it ratified, then we start fighting it at the national level. What do you see happening?
That this treaty has been through several negotiating rounds. And yet, although they've taken out the word government, because I've screamed at them and you've screamed at them, everybody's screamed at them, all the mechanisms of government, all the funding sources, the funding streams, as they call them, or funding windows in the latest phrase, sounds very coy, but actually it means ways of raiding the taxpayer's pocket. All of these things are still in place and have not only survived the previous draft, but have been considerably amplified. So what we're looking at is, I'm afraid there's no other way of putting this, it is a worldwide conspiracy by the governing class against the governed, by the big boys against the little guy, by the rich against the poor, by the strong against the weak. And if you're a little guy doing your honest job of work to protect and pay for your family, you have good reason to be very frightened at this moment. And if you think that our kind host and I have been winding each other up and frothing at the mouth about something that's just another global government conspiracy theory, I just have three words for you. Read the treaty. As a result of the fuss I've made, there is a chance that by now, if you go on to the UN Framework Convention website, which I think is unfccc.int, then you may be able to find this treaty now in draft, because I have made quite a big stink about it not being immediately available when I asked. I think they have been shamed now into putting this up on the web. It'll probably still be quite hard to find. Why don't you all have a look, if you doubt in any way what I've been saying to you about the magnitude and breadth of the scope of this treaty, the powers and the wealth that it will transfer from you and your country to an alien, unelected, communistic bureaucracy with power to control all free markets worldwide, with the power to levy taxes on every financial transaction that crosses an international border. We're looking at an enormous communistic government, which in its sheer scale is disproportionate to any conceivable threat from CO2, particularly now that we know by measurement that all of the UN models were wrong and CO2 is simply harmless. It's an outrage, and I'd like to tell you, if I may, what you should do about it. As soon as you have finished listening to this program, you must dive to the telephone, and you must telephone the US Senate, and you must demand to speak to your senator or to one of his senior staffers. Do not be palmed off with a receptionist, a switchboard operator, a secretary, or an intern. You must speak to a senior staffer or to the senator himself, and you must ring both of the senators for your state. And they'll tell you on the switchboard who those senators are, and you must say the Treaty of Copenhagen shall not pass. The more of you do this, the more vigorously you do it, the more plainly, but always politely, you put your point to your senator and to his senior staff, the more likely it is that the Senate will refuse to ratify this treaty. And even though there are various backdoor ways by which Obama has already said via his staff during the election campaign that he would try to circumvent your constitution by going round the back and allowing the treaty to be enacted into domestic law by a simple majority of both houses, or simply by signing it by his executive authority and then using his majority on the Supreme Court to say that that's the way the trend in law is moving and therefore we'll count that as though it were a valid treaty. And the present Supreme Court will do that, you know, if you give it half a chance. And you need to make absolutely sure that your senators are told this treaty shall not pass, so that if any of these backdoor ways of pushing the treaty through against the will of the Senate are tried, the Senate will, if necessary, exercise the power that it has to establish the impeachment of your president. If he does try what his staffers said during his campaign for election, that he would try. So it's up to you now. You only have 10 days left of being a free country with a constitution of your own. Because once he signs that treaty, and with his Nobel Peace Prize and the millions of keening zombies screaming at him here at Copenhagen, he will sign anything. Once that happens, then it's bye-bye to your constitution. It's bye-bye to the freedom which America has long been a beacon to the world. It has offered this beacon of freedom to the world. Now, you are in immediate peril of losing that freedom. However extreme what I'm saying to you may sound, every word of it is verifiably true. That is the intention of your, and I'm going to call it this, your communist
Big Brother,
president,
mainstream
and your
media, government cover ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live on this Friday, the 11th day of December 2009. And out of the gates, we are simulcasting the full 4 hours of this Friday radio show, live in living color, via television at prisonplanet.tv.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This